This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Wala ummata ba'da ummatihi. Wala kitaba ba'da kitabih. Wala shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, you and I, we live in this material world. We enjoy the benefits of this material world, and we also seem to enjoy the ni'mats and the favors Allah has bestowed upon us in this material world. Together with it, we also from time to time, we have heard our ulama speaking about this material world and warning us about this material world as Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has spoken about it. So Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحْوُ وَرَعِبُ لَعِبُ وَلَحْ, that this material world is amusement and play. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, don't let this world and this dunya deceive you. ये दोका का घर है, it is the place of deception. And yet at the same time, we enjoy the ni'mat of this world. So how do we find this balance? Hum dunya ke bashinde hain, dunya mein rehte hain, dunya ke ni'maton se hum lutf andoz hote hain. Lekin humne ulama se suna hai ki ye jo hai na, ye dunya ye dhoka ka ghar hai. Usme jo hai na hame ehtiyat se rehna chahiye. Hadith mein hai ki dunya ki mohabbat tamam shar aur tamam gunahon ka jarh. It is the root cause, the love of this dunya is the root cause of all evil. Now how do we find this balance between these two aspects? So there is no doubt that wealth in itself is neutral. Wealth in itself is neutral. In itself it is not good or bad. The inclination towards evil in wealth is more, but in itself it is not good or bad. It depends how you relate to wealth, how you relate and you utilize it, how you accumulate it, how you dispose of it, how is your attitude towards it, that makes it positive or negative. So ye dunya jo hai na, ye har tarah ye jo hai ek neutral cheez hai, ye aazmaish bhi hai, ye ne'mat bhi hai, ye jannat ka saman bhi hai aur jahannam ka saman bhi hai. It is a means of earning Jannat also. It is a means of us going towards Jahannam also. So look at the positive. Amongst the pair positive is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has called wealth khair. Allah has made mention of it as goodness. Huh? So Allah ta'ala says, kutiba alaykum idha hadara ahadakum al-maut in taraka khair. That when your death comes and you leave khair, you leave goodness, you leave wealth, what must you do with it? Allah Ta'ala gives us the commands with regard to what we must do with it. Allah in the Holy Quran says, رَبَّنَا عَاتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا, that Allah Ta'ala says, we say, we make dua, Allah give us the good of this world. And then Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran in Surah Jummah says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When you complete your Jummah, go in the earth, seek the fadl and the grace of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, ni'mal mal salih lirrajul salih. Very good is wealth at the hands of a pious person. To ye jo hai na, dunya ke musbat pehlu hai, ki Allah ta'ala ne usko khair se tabir kiya hai Quran mein. Allah ta'ala farmata hai, rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Ey Allah, hame dunya mein bhi hasana ta farma, neki ata farma, balai ata farma, akhirat mein bhi balai ata farma. So this is the positive aspects with regard to this wealth. On the other hand, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made mention of the negative aspects of this world. So Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. منفی طور پر اللہ تعالیٰ نے کیا فرمایا کہ یہ مال یہ آزمائش ہے. It is a means of examination, a trial. یہ فتنہ ہے. Now I always make mention in the Arabic word, fitna means examination, trial, آزمائش. Fitna doesn't mean corruption. Yeah? In Urdu and Gujarati it means corruption. But in Arabic it means آزمائش, ابتلاح. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا, the love of this material world is the root cause of all evil. Allah Ta'ala makes mention of it, لَحْوُ لَعِبْ, amusement and play. Allah Ta'ala makes mention of it, deception. Now, how do we find the balance? In this particular regard, I'm going to make mention of certain things. چند گزارشات آپ کے سامنے رکھتا ہوں. Although there is positive and negative of this material world, there is no doubt whatsoever that the Quran and Hadith, especially the Hadith, has warned us more about the negative of this material world than speaking about the positive. There is aspects. لَا بَأْسَ بِالْغِنَى لِمَنْ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. There is nothing wrong with wealth which is in the hands of a pious person. غنا اور مال جو ہے نا یہ متقی کے ہاتھ میں کوئی درد نہیں پہنچاتا ان کو, کوئی جو ہے نا اس میں فتنہ نہیں ہے جب آدمی کے پاس تقویٰ ہو. لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ has made mention. Now certain things, I'm going to count the things and I want you to remember it. May Allah make it, I also remember it, you also make mention of it. In every book of hadith, nearly every book of hadith, there is a chapter that is entitled Kitabul Riqaq, the book of soft-heartedness. Every book of hadith got it. And in that particular chapter, you will find that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ahadith, which makes mention of the temporary nature of this world, has been made mention. All of those ahadith in which Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about the temporary nature of this world, Allah Ta'ala has made mention of it. And in that particular chapter, Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the ayat and the ahadith, which lessens our love for this material world, has been mentioned. And the concern for the everlasting life of the year after has been made mentioned. Every book of hadith has got it. Now why it has got it? It shows us it's important. Har hadith ke kitab mein ek bab muhaddithin ne bandha hai, kitabul riqaq, ke dunya ki taraf be-rakhbati, آخرت کی طرف جو ہمیشہ ہے اس کی طرف ہمارے رغبت ہونی چاہیے. یہ ہر حدیث کی کتاب میں ایک باب ہے. There is a chapter. Now why is this chapter? It's because of its importance. The second thing is, no matter how long we stay in this world and no matter how we enjoy the boons and the favors of this world, it is bound to perish. It is never going to live forever. On the other hand, the comforts of the year after and the punishments of the year after are never going to end. It is forever and ever. It is eternal. Therefore, the real pleasure and the real punishment, the real pleasure, the real punishment is not of this world. The real pleasure, the real punishment is of the year after. I think it is made mention about Harun al-Rashid. I think it is made one of the great, you know, great leaders of the you know, the Muslim world. So one day he was, you know, staying and he had some ulama there. So he asked one of the alims, tell me something that when I see it, when I hear it, I will get happy for a while and I will get happy. But it is something that when you tell me that it will also sadden me. So the alim gave him an advice. He said, this particular situation of yours is never going to be eternal. It is bound to perish. So he said, you have told me something. On one hand, it gives me pleasure. On the other hand, it gives me bitterness. No matter how much of ni'mat you have, it is bound to be finished. No matter how long a beautiful home you got, one day you're going to leave it. No matter how much of ni'mat you got, one day you're going to perish. And no matter how much the difficulty is, the difficulty you are going to forgive is going to go away one day. Therefore, in the books of hadith, there is this dua, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. There is no pleasure, there is no luxury, there is no comfort, but the comfort of the hereafter. There is only comfort is the comfort of the hereafter. As Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, our rector, whenever he used to see the ni'mat of this world, whenever he used to see a beautiful home, whenever he used to see something that is beautiful in this world, he used to read this dua. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. In a hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example one day. He said, if for example, and he gave this as an example, if Allah Ta'ala were to have given a human being in this world only good, only ni'mat, only favors, he only saw ease, and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala, never mind put him, Allah dabs him in Jahannam. Tori der ke liye Jahannam mein usko dal dete hai. Aur Allah Ta'ala unko farmate hai, pure jo hai na zindagi sirf aur sirf asaniya. Aur tori der ke liye Jahannam mein rakhne ke baad, Allah Ta'ala unse farmayenge, puchenge, kya mere bande, aapne kabhi asani dekhi hai? Did you ever see any favor? Did you see any good? Did you see any ni'mat? And he would say, Ya Allah, I never saw any good. I never ever saw any good. This is the reality of this material world. And then if Allah Ta'ala were to have given a human being only difficulty in this world, her only difficulty, if Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah were to have just dumped him in Jannah, tori der ke liye, puri zindagi mein dushwariyan, thodi der ke liye jannat mein, aur Allah Taala unse puchenge, kya aapne kabhi mushkil dekhi hai, kya, did you ever see any difficulty? You would say, Ya Allah, I never saw any difficulty. This is the reality. Even if you have to live the life of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who lived for 1050 years, one day is going to come to an end. Therefore Allah Taala tells us, give preference to the year after. Give preference to that which is eternal over that which is temporary. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَعْدْ. Whatever is with Allah is forever. Whatever is by you, no matter how much it is going to be destroyed. Third point. Remember these points. You see, you and I, human instinct likes that which is naqad, which is immediate. And he doesn't like to see that which is far away. The material benefits is immediate. The material ni'mat is immediate. And whatever we see of the joys of this world is immediate. Jannat is far away. Human being, he tends to like, and he is ingrained, and his instinct is towards giving preference to that which is immediate, rather than doing that which is far away. Because of this, you and I, we tend to look at the ni'mats of this dunya, we forget the ni'mats of the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala has made mention of it so beautifully in Surah Sabbih Isma. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَسَلَّى. Successful are those who purify themselves, who remember Allah, who perform salat. But O human being, تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You love this material world. You give preference to it. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Although Allah is telling you, Akhirat is more preferred. Akhirat is more better. Akhirat is more eternal. But you as human being, you like that which is naqad. You like that which is cash. You like that which is immediate. Allah Ta'ala hum farmate hai. Jo na ye insaan ki fitrat hai. Ke jo jald aane wale cheez hai, usko jo hai na wo pehle wo dekhte hain. Aur jo aakhirat ki cheez hai, kyunki wo bahut door hai, marne ke baad hoga, uski jo hai na wo isi ki taraf koi iltifat nahi hai. He doesn't look at it. So this is a third thing that we have to keep in mind. Fourth thing, very important point, that although there is positive and negative with regard to this material world, although there is positive and negative with regard to this material world, wealth is extremely challenging. Kisi ke paas maal hona, ye badi azmaish hai. Very few people, I'm not saying there isn't, very few people Have wealth and remain steadfast upon deen. बहुत कम ऐसे लोग हैं जिनके पास माल है, माल की फरावानी है और दीन के ऊपर वो इस्तेकामत रहते हैं. Very few people have wealth and they have humility. Very few people have wealth and they don't look down upon people. Very few people have wealth and they don't have an attitude of superiority. बहुत कम ऐसे लोग होते हैं जिनके पास माल हो और जो है ना वो तवाज़ु से पेश आते हैं. अक्सर देखा जाता है माल है फिर उसके बाद जो है ना वो तकब्बुर आ जाता है. Person didn't have wealth. He had wealth. All of a sudden he has an attitude. All of a sudden he looks down upon people. And all of a sudden you see there's a change in the way he speaks to people. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us with regard to it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day told us, Sahaba, what a beautiful example. Is it possible for a person to walk on water and without his feet getting wet? Is it possible for a person to walk on water without his feet getting wet? Sahaba said, not possible. How can a person walk on water and he doesn't get wet? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who is inclined to this world cannot remain free from sin. A person who is inclined towards this world, jo dunya ki taraf raghbat rakhta hai, to wo jo hai na maasi aur guna se nahi bach sakta. One hadith, ma dhi'bani ja'i'ani ursila fi ghanam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two hungry wolves let loose on a flock of sheep will not cause that much harm on that sheep the way love for dunya and love for your ego causes to your deen. Ya Allah, subhanallah, jo beriye bakriyon ki rewar mein itna fasad nahi macha sakta jitne dunya ke mohabbat aur apne nafs ke mohabbat apne deen ke upar wo jo hai na wo fasad machata hai. So that is the fourth thing with regard to it, that although there is positive and negative, the reality is that there are very few people who remain steadfast on having wealth. And therefore, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us with regard to it. The fifth point, and that is, in our Sharia there is great emphasis that wealth on its own has got no spiritual value, it has got no value. Maal bazat khud, ruhani taur par, aur akhirat ke liye, koi haisiyat nahi rakhta. It's got no value. It only becomes valuable if you use it to come closer to Allah. You use it to give charity. You use it to help people. On its own, for you to become wealthy and you to be wealthy doesn't mean that you are going to be wealthy and you are going to be rewarded in the hereafter. And therefore our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on every occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned the people with regard to it. On the day of Qiyamah, if you have wealth, that wealth will not be able to benefit you in the hereafter. Hereafter toh sab kuch chalta hai. You know, a person has wealth, he thinks, I will buy myself out. I will buy the authority. I will give bribe. I will do corruption. I will get away from anything. Say, nothing will happen like that. A hadith I was teaching this week, and I read this hadith. In fact, it became the catalyst when I read this hadith. Must have read it in student days. Didn't think about it when I read it. It was so amazing. And I'm sure you would also find it amazing. The way I found it amazing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call the wealthy person and said, قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ وَخَوَّلْتُكَ وَأَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكَ فَمَا صَنَعْتَ. Oh human being, I gave you wealth. I gave you ni'mat. I gave you treasures. What have you done with it? Aapne kya kya? Maine aapko maal diya. Maine aapko itna ni'mat diya. I gave you this. I gave you for you to increase and you increased it. فَمَا صَنَعْتَ. فَمَا صَنَعْتَ. What did you do with it? What did you do with it? Now listen to this. In fact, the hadith starts off by saying, Allah will call a wealthy person like a small goat. Not even the goat, the small goat, the child of the goat. Allah will bring him in front of him. Huh? And so Allah will ask him, قَدْ عَتَيْتُكَ وَخَوَّلْتُكَ وَأَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكَ فَمَا صَنَعْتَ. What did you do with it? So look at his reply. قَدْ جَمَّعْتُهُ وَثَمَّرْتُهُ وَتَرَكْتُهُ أَكْثَرَ مَا كَانَ. This, many times we will give the same thing. Wallah, you gave me wealth. I invested it. I did this with it. I accumulated it. And I left it more than what it was in the beginning. I left it, you gave me, I accumulated it. It left it more than what it was in the beginning. Allah will ask him again, I'm not asking you how much you left behind. I'm not asking you how much you left. I asked you, what did you do with this wealth to come closer to me? What did you do with the wealth to come closer? Kya aapne us maal ko aap mere qurb ka haisiyat aur zariya banaya ke nahi? To wo nahi kehenge, kuch nahi kar sakte. Allah Taala farishte se farmayenge, put him in jahannam. Put him in jahannam. I gave you wealth, you didn't do anything with it. So this wealth, it has no value until you use it correctly. On the day of Qiyamah, it will not benefit you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam therefore always told us with regard to the worthlessness of this material world. And he not only told us, he himself expressed and he himself gave us an example of it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day said, Allah Ta'ala gave me the option. Allah Ta'ala gave me the option. Allah Ta'ala ne mujhe farmaya ke main Makkah ki jo hai na tamam wadiyon ko jo hai na wo sone mein tabdil karta hu aapke liye. Ya Rasulullah, ya Muhammad, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, I am prepared to change the entire mountains of Makkah into gold for you. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya jawab diya? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Oh Allah, give me food to eat, one day I can make shukr, and keep me hungry, one day I can make sabr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne rad kiya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejected it and said, Oh Allah, give me wealth, I can make shukr, and give me one day, keep me hungry without wealth, I can make sabr. One day Umar radiallahu anhu came to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had absolutely nothing in his room, only one particular straw mat. And when he sat there and he remained on that mat, the imprints of that particular mat was on the body of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar jaise shakhs ro pare. He started crying. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting down. Umar, ab kyun ro rahe ho? Why are you crying? Why are you crying, Umar? And Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, why shouldn't I cry? Ye batil ke log, hum dekhte hain, batil ke log. Unke paas kya kya jo hai na wo maal ki farawani hai. Aur kaise kaise wo rehte hain. Look at how they are living. Look at the beauty and look at the world and look at how they are. And look at how you are living, O Prophet of Almighty. Aapko dekh raha, aapke paas kuch nahi is kamre mein. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Umar, Umar, are you in doubt with regard to it? He hit him on his chest. Umar, aapko koi shak hai? Unke liye is dunya mein hai, hamare liye aakhirat mein. Unke liye dunya mein hai, hamare liye aakhirat mein. For us is in, for them is in this world, for us is in the yard. Humne kaise samjha? When did we regard? Humne to jo hai is dunya ko jannat banaya. For us it feels that our jannat is only here. Humne kabhi socha nahi ki hamara asal jannat to wahan pe hai. Ye to hai na wo azmaish ke liye hai. And therefore our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allama Kasani ne ek ajeeb baat ki hai. Allama Kasani, one of the great scholars of the Hanafi school, has made mention, ye dunya ye zaruraton ki jagah hai, khwahishat ki takmeel aakhirat mein hai. This material world is a place for the fulfillment of your needs, not the fulfillment of your desire. This material world is a place, yeah, fulfill your needs. And in fulfilling your needs, you can even go a little bit extravagant. There's nothing wrong with it, as long as it is your needs. But it is not the place for the fulfillment of your desire. The fulfillment of your desire is in the hereafter. And lastly, our ulama have said that although there is also the ibtila of poverty, kad al-faqr wa yakuna kufran, there is possibility that faqr and poverty leads you towards kufr. But there is greater harm in wealth than in not having wealth. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lal faqru akhsha alaykum, lakin akhsha alaykum an tubsata alaykum ad-dunya." I don't fear poverty for this ummah. I fear prosperity. They will have prosperity. They will have wealth. The way the people of the previous time had wealth, and the way the previous people were destroyed because of wealth, I'm afraid that this ummah will be destroyed by wealth. As Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ke ajeeb maqula hai, and I will conclude with this. Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ibtalayna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bid-darab fasabadna." Allah Ta'ala tested us with poverty. In the initial stages of Islam, He tested us with difficulty. We made sabr. We were steadfast upon deen. Then Allah Ta'ala gave us wealth. And thumma ibtalayna bis-sarra. Allah Ta'ala then tested us with wealth. And then we were not steadfast. Of course, the Sahaba was steadfast. But he was making mention between the different phases. That when we had difficulty, we were more steadfast upon deen than when we had wealth. Brothers, these are points that I've made mention that we have to keep in mind, because more and more the feeling is that this dunya only is that what matters. There is absolutely nothing in our mind that we have to prepare for the everlasting journey of the year after. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.